Take a look at the exit polls. In 2016, Donald Trump won 58% of the white vote. In 2020, he won 57%. In 2016, Hillary Clinton won 89% of the black vote. In 2020, Joe Biden won 87%. In 2016, Clinton won 66% of the Hispanic vote. In 2020, Biden won 66%. Yes, the total margins adjusted very slightly, and those slight adjustments can make the difference between winning and losing in closely divided swing states. But the overall message was crystal clear. Our tribal loyalties remain intense. It's worth noting here the role of the Electoral College and the Senate. It's virtually certain that the GOP has lost the popular vote for the seventh time in the past eight presidential elections, yet at the same time it has no real reason to believe that either the presidency or the Senate is slipping from its grasp. The result is a sense of increasing political frustration from a majority of the nation, with no real path to reform the system. And so the nation's politics looks like a version of trench warfare, where massive effort is expended to achieve the most incremental gains, and the costs of stalemate only escalate. Those emotional costs may well be the most consequential. As the Pew Research Center has noticed, partisan antipathy is growing more intense, more personal. A supermajority of Democrats and Republicans view their opponents as more close-minded. A supermajority of Republicans view Democrats as more unpatriotic. But data is inadequate to capture the pain and intensity of human feelings. Our social media timelines are full of stories of broken relationships and fractured families. Many of us can tell stories of old friendships grown cold. The presidency may change hands, but the fundamental reality of American politics and culture remains the same. Our nation is deeply divided. Our partisans are very angry, and there is no immediate prospect for change.